Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are broadcasting worldwide on this Tuesday, the 20th day of August, 2013, worldwide transmission. And we are going to be taking your phone calls here today and also talking to several different guests on the broadcast. John Richardson of Esquire, whose father was the CIA section chief in Southeast Asia. Viet Dinh was assassinated, wrote the book My Father the Spy. He also wrote a profile in September issue of Esquire magazine on yours truly. But I've got him coming on to talk about the CIA and his dad because it's so historical and informative. By the way, guys, I see here on the sheet he's on for 30 minutes. I thought I had him on for an hour. I just see that there this morning. So let's give him a call and find out what's going on with that. He is on for an hour? Okay, that's what I thought. It just says 12:30. And so that's what we've got guest-wise today. So we'll have open phones in this hour, and we'll also have open phones once I give the number out into the third hour as well today. Wow, there is a lot to cover. A lot to cover here today. I already knew this was happening, and you could see it clearly going on. I genuinely and generally agree with Rand Paul that the United States needs to cut off all foreign aid and not have foreign entanglements that George Washington talked about, because obviously corporate interests are just going to come lobby the government to take care of their interests, not U.S. interest. Now, if Barbary pirates in the Mediterranean are robbing U.S. ships, Thomas Jefferson is president, sent the Marines in to clean their clocks. So I do believe in that type of action to defend ourselves. But 90-plus percent of what the U.S. does is totally unconstitutional, and it's done to actually undermine our interest by multinational globalists. I mean, just look what globalism's done to us. We pay for everything they do. We don't even get any of the spoils. So it's not just unconstitutional and immoral. It's a bad deal. It's a bad deal. But once you meddle in Egypt, I mean, I agree with Rand Paul. You know, 5 years ago, cut the funds off. 3 years ago, cut it off. But since our government basically ordered the Egyptian military to remove Hosni Mubarak, and then you notice he disappeared. He had a stroke, or he was in jail. All that made up. He's now being released. He's just fine. The 31-year U.S.-backed dictator, when there was a policy of having a stable area and some freedom over there. I'm not defending Mubarak, but as dictators go, he was a lot better by several orders of magnitude than the Muslim Brotherhood and Al-Qaeda and the rest of those people. And then Google and the tax-free foundations with Obama, on record, they brag about this. I want to talk about this coming up. They went and they funded, on record, this Arab Spring, and Mubarak wouldn't go along with overthrowing Gaddafi, so they removed him. And now, basically, the old guard's back in charge. And the Council on Foreign Relations has figured out they can't double-cross them now. That's failed, so now they're jumping back over partially. But Obama, according to Newsweek and establishment hacks, because if it comes out in the Daily Beast, that's coming out of the White House, that's come out. Hey, don't worry to everybody being critical of Obama who wants to see bedlam over in the Middle East. He's cut off aid to the military of Egypt. And undoubtedly, I would want to live under a military dictatorship. It's just that what they're putting in is a Islamist dictatorship that's running around burning down all the churches. And our government wants that to happen. It just shows no matter whoever the worst people are, the globalists are going to fund them. The worst of evils, they're going to fund them. The most effective evils, they're going to fund them.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new Just In Case Pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Get ready, ladies and gentlemen, because we are live. And I am alive, red-blooded. I eat, drink, and sleep, and fight for liberty against tyranny. I am your host, ladies and gentlemen. It is Tuesday, already the 20th day of August, 2013, as this planet orbits the sun, and as worldwide the forces of world government expand and tighten their grip around the neck of free humanity. You are hearing an emergency global transmission of organic resistance against dehumanization and life force, pro-life, pro-liberty resistance to the culture of death. I am your host, Alex Jones. The news websites are InfoWars.com, and the backup Quasi Mirror has a lot of its own unique important news. PrisonPlanet.com, and then of course you can follow us at Twitter at Real Alex Jones. We have several big Facebooks; they're all listed on InfoWars.com. You can see the nightly news at PrisonPlanet.tv. All right, I want to open the phones up after I mention some of the headlines here in the first hour and then intersperse things with the news. me just give you the headlines here. We'll see if I can do it without stopping on one of them and going off on a jag. Egypt, massacre of police raises fears of growing jihad activity in Sinai. They've also taken nuns and others hostage and have burned down more than 20 more churches in the last 24 hours. It's now in the hundreds. The Daily Beast, which is a White House organ, so they're bragging through it. Senator, Obama administration secretly has suspended military aid to Egypt. You don't need to know that they support them. They helped put them in power 2 years ago. They helped put Morsi in power. Google brags. They met with MI6, the CIA, 4 years ago to start this whole Arab Spring. It is absolutely insane to see all of this unfolding. And to see the public not understanding what's happening. And again, I'm not saying the military junta is a good group. The point is the globalists are trying to remove it so that they can bring the country into absolute civil war and start the destabilization even beyond what it is of the entire Middle East. So we're going to be getting in to that report today. We can show the TV viewers a document cam shot of that article. It's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Also, we're going to be getting into this stack of news. As you know, yesterday, this is all part of the new Pentagon PSYOP to make them think that they're telling the truth. They've come out this week and said, oh, Area 51 was a secret black site for testing secret aircraft, which is what we told you all along. No space aliens. None of that. Toxic waste is dumped there. And then secret skunk works, drone projects, black mana projects, space plane projects. It goes back to the U-2 project in the 40s. That's what goes on there. SR-71 Blackbirds in the 50s. That's what goes on there. So they're now admitting that. They're now admitting CIA confirming role in 1953 coup in Iran. But redacting most of it, we already know because MI6 declassified some of it. And Kermit Roosevelt, the grandson of President Roosevelt, actually of Teddy Roosevelt, that president, who ran the operation, CIA joint operation with MI6, admits how he did it. He wrote a best-selling book on it that was published in 1999. He did an NPR interview. We've aired it here, where they admit they staged terror attacks and blamed it on the government as a type of a double-cross false flag, and then brought in the Muslim extremists to take over, then double-crossed them and brought in the princeling Shah, then double-crossed him in 1979 and put in the Ayatollah Khomeini. Oh, you didn't know that? Yeah. Absolutely, absolutely incredible what's going on that front. Absolutely insane what's going on that front. So we're going to be breaking that down today in more detail. And the policies they carry out against other countries are the policies the globalists are carrying out against our country, but in a more incremental form that they can get away with in the whole divide and conquer program. And they just do it over and over again. It's a system. It's a methodology. It's a program. It is a mindset. So we're going to be going over all of those reports as well. And, of course, it's kind of everybody's like, why aren't you covering Princess Diana and the reports killed by paramilitary police? Because this is another distraction. Of course, the military shoots their mouths off about killing her. That is who killed her. We even know who killed her. It all came out weeks after that they turned the cameras off, ran into the wall. She was alive, struggling, drug in by the special forces into the ambulance that took 45 minutes to go to the hospital 5 minutes away, and they killed her. And there was videotapes and diaries and her butler and her friends, and I've even met her cook. When I was in the home of a Hollywood star, and the point is this all well known? Prince Charles said in a letter, I'm going to kill you in a fake car wreck if you don't stop dating that Arab. And they kept her. I mean, they staged the Gulf of Tonkin. They staged the Iranian coup. It's all come out just like we told you. They killed Princess Diana. It all came out. People always say, well, this stuff was going on. It would come out. It does all come out. So, see, I'm kind of mentioning the news here, but halfway getting to it. RT reports TEPCO, that's a Tokyo electric power company, admits a leakage of 300 tons of water with monstrous radiation levels in it. That's up on Infowars.com. That's just the latest admission. Also, we're going to get into some of the border news that I have here today. ABC News reporting, what could happen if border asylum claims keep rising? Yeah, they've doubled a month ago, and now they've doubled again. So that, what do they call that, quadruple? Because anybody that can get across the border, it's over 30 million right now, instantly becomes a citizen or on the path to citizenship, and then you can even be a felon, you're allowed to stay. And then that ties into a report here, illegal snared. As immigration debate continues, they arrested a couple hundred in one of those show arrest deals they always do, right when they're trying to pass the end of America and the North American Union. I mean, that's what immigration reform is integration by stealth, according to the SPP documents, banned from Canada, September 2007. Judicial Watch got those documents. Obama administration makes secret deal with Mexico to help illegal immigrants in the workplace. Michael Snyder, American Dream Blog, has that. It's up on Infowars.com. And it's actually in an EEOC press release that Obama made the secret deal to legalize the illegals. Well, yeah, we already knew that, but now it's just more confirmation. An incredible video we're going to air a clip of. Mark Dice again goes out and asks Obama supporters to sign a petition to put carcinogens in the water supply. Yeah, I want my, and of course they all agree, if it's for Obama, I want my reporters to go out and do the same thing and say, we want to put cancer viruses in the vaccines to reduce population so that, you know, Obamacare doesn't go bankrupt. For Obamacare, we want to put cancer viruses in the vaccines with carcinogens and then say it's for trendiness. If you say it's for trendy and talk in a voice, an NPR voice, they have to sign it. We've gone out and said, and of course this then got replicated by a bunch of different reporters. I'm glad they did it. Pro-life group, and I think Dice did it as well. We all imitate each other. We're all in the same fight here. You know, whatever works, let's do it to illustrate things. Hey, we're going to kill babies up to age 3 now for the earth for Obama. Oh, yes. We're going to kill old people now for the earth for Obama. Oh, good. I don't want to live. You know. We need to show how they've just embraced total enslavement. Because I've never seen a group more, you've got to go to the trendy areas of Austin, the trendy areas of L.A., or the trendy areas of Dallas, the trendy areas of Miami, or trendy areas of New York, and you can walk right up and say, let's arrest all gun owners and put them in, you know, I wanted some of my reporters out and do the report I wanted to do, where we go out and say, please sign a petition to confiscate all firearms in Austin, Texas, just to illustrate they're ready to go. It's like that Republica song. I'm hot. I'm ready to go. On the rooftop, shout it out. I want to send out Ja'Kari Jackson, Leanne McAdoo, Gigi Arnetta, everybody. I want to send out David Knight. I want to send out John Bowne, who's always busy behind the scenes. I want him to go out and do some reports. He does a great job. I want to go out and just show the madness. The madness of, if you say, for Obama, I think you could say, you know, for the earth and everything, we want to throw dogs and wood chippers for Obama. I don't think they would go along with that because it's a doggy. Because, see, people are all dehumanized now. They don't care if humans are dying. But if you show Marines throwing a dog off a cliff, people freaked out and said, Alex, that's fake. They had Michelle Malkin come out and say I was a liar. It was fake, even though they reprimanded them later after the video and admitted they did it, that they were drunk when they did it. You know, the whole point is that they did do that. Everybody, it was international news. Oh, it's so horrible. But if they throw a kid off a cliff, it's like, ah, show what it's a Haji, kill him anyways. You know, using the kind of racist slur. But then it's also with the Fort Hood shooter, you're not allowed to call him a jihadist because they've classified. The real reason is not political correctness. The CIA, over 200 emails and phone calls with Anwar al-Awlaki, known CIA, telling him to do it. See?
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Did a $115,000 film contest, and then now you see the White House with taxpayer money Health and Human Services introduces a video competition to promote Obamacare for young people, because you got to find somebody who's like 12 years old and doesn't know what planet they're on, or they'll find out what a scam Obamacare is, to put out videos and then be featured on national television in Health and Human Services propaganda. Health and Human Services is really a eugenics operation. You should look that up, to where it was set up to carry that garbage out. But there's an example of it. Taxpayer money, $30,000. We did $115,000 of money I really didn't have. I mean, I'm spending everything coming in here to put on a full resistance to the globalist. You can go to Infowars.com/Paul and find the hundreds of films that got made on every subject under the sun to help wake people up. That's what this is all about, is countering their propaganda. Obama goes out and gives speeches saying, I need you to get organized to come after the guns with me. I need your help. I need you to get organized to help keep Obamacare to get implemented. They don't know, to wreck the health care system and bring the country down. I mean, that's absolutely what it's for. That's not rhetoric. We've got to go out and reach these dumbbells somehow and explain to them, look, forget the Republicans. Okay? The fact is, Obama is the closer for the globalists to collectivize this country for offshore corporations to implode all their competition and make us so poor we're all dependent. Do you understand what economic conquest is? Do you understand Obama has betrayed you on every single front? Here are examples, A, B, C, D, E, F, G. I showed the Obama phone lady. Obama phone, he gave us a phone, he gonna do more. Remember her? I do the imitations, the folks remember who I'm talking about? I flew that sweet little lady down here. She's going to be in Obama deception too. I flew that sweet little lady down here with her husband, and she, the first time I showed her clips of him saying, I won't raise your payroll taxes, and then blah, 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 and then showed him later raising them, she got a tear in her eye. And she goes, he lied to me. I mean, it's just, it's sick to know that they got, with the Republicans, but it was really a Democratic initiative, so-called homeowner relief designed to milk money out of them and then set them up again and take the house. I mean, when you sit here and watch how they brutalize these idiots out there that trust them, and I've been an idiot too. I'm not trying to be mean here. But they really are abusing you. And it's like, okay, you get a phone, and you get a little bit of welfare. It's only so the globalists control the economy. And then you notice that welfare buys less and less. And then your kids are all in prison, and the families are broken up. It's the same thing they did with Native Americans, which was a British model they'd actually used in other countries like India, where you come in and you go, you can't farm this land now, you can't be here, we're going to put you in this area, and don't worry, we're going to provide you with blankets and food. And then you give them rotten food, you give them diseased blankets, you don't let them leave the area, you create these little conflict resolution groups about, and then you get a group that's your toadies in the reservation that come and tattle to you, and then they're made the reservation police. They have a name for it. It's called a re-education camp. Re-education camps are there to figure out who's going to work with them, who the scum are, who gets taken to on a long ride to nowhere to be shot, 20 miles away on a train in some sand pit at a quarry. Who gets to be sent to a work camp because they're dumb, but they'll follow orders. And who gets to get a uniform and get sent to another camp to run things? Oh, you're a good hardcore psychopath. Not too smart, but you like to abuse people. You'll do what you're told. Here's your black uniform. Man, I'm not going along with all this. I see the de-evolution the globalists have planned for this country. And I can't believe how far we've let ourselves go. In fact, coming up, I'm going to give the number out and go to your calls. But I just had the article here in front of me. It's up on DrudgeReport.com where I saw it. We just put it up on Infowars.com. Of the Duck Dynasty guy, you know, the guy, evil Americans that made money with their duck call, and everybody makes fun of them because they're rich hillbillies or whatever. And so it's kind of a fun show to watch. Rednecks like it because it's interesting, but the general public likes it because it's what they put on TV to make fun of Southerners, basically. The type of what you'd call anti-tribalism or racism, whatever you want to call it. They're coming out saying, you know, what have we become? Well, why do we kill so many kids? Who are we? And it's true. And I wish other, quote, celebrities would speak out and use their position to talk about how degenerate our society's gotten. But all of the establishment yuppies now are attacking them, but it doesn't matter because the establishment yuppies don't have an audience anymore.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
In emergency preparedness, the day of is too late. The day of a tornado, hurricane, earthquake, or act of terrorism is too late to prepare. But what if today was different? What if you could do something smart and special to save lives the day of? My friends, today is that day. Just go to freezedryguy.com, the emergency preparedness experts with the world's finest freeze-dried food and dehydrated food. With a guaranteed shelf life of at least 25 years, it's food you can trust and enjoy when you need it most. Explore all you want. Order all you need to be ready at freezedryguy.com. Since 1970, Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for survival and outdoors food. But that's yesterday. Today is what counts. Go to freezedryguy.com today for the finest survival food your family needs. Or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Tomorrow may be too late.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Have a chance to talk to John Richardson, who is one of the top two or three profilers in the country. He's the main profile writer for Esquire magazine, and he did have to buck them to get this published. They cut about 3,000 words out and found the most unflattering photo they could of me in there, but because they said, hey, give us a battle cry, and then they took a photo of that, but I don't mind. It gets people to read it in the final equation. But I'm not really getting him on to talk about Alex Jones. I think we've done enough of that. I'm getting him on to talk about all the amazing profiles he's done. He did the last big one with Charlton Heston. I mean, you name it, he's done it. And he's going to be joining us to also talk about his book that I've got a copy of somewhere here in the office, My Father the Spy. And his father was the CIA section chief in Southeast Asia during some very, very, very famous times. And during the Vietnam War. And so we're going to be talking about that in light of the CIA confirming its role, the 1953 Iran coup. The only reason they're confirming all this stuff they hadn't previously done is what the Pentagon said 3 weeks ago. They've got to stop lying so much because they've lost all credibility with the people. So they're going to come out and go, okay, we have secret aircraft at Area 51. Gee, we didn't already know that. They've only been photographed hundreds of times conservatively out there. Really, it's thousands of times. I just say hundreds because thousands sounds like too much. But people out there every day taking photos of stuff flying around. And then, no, it's not UFOs, folks. It's secret aircraft. So they come out with that. And, okay, 60 years ago, we helped stage a coup, but we're not going to tell you how. And they're just coming out with a lot of stuff that's already known because they want you to trust them. But that's not going to work either. Because the system is unraveling. Everyone knows the economy is not as good as it used to be. Everybody knows the economy is command and control to a great extent. But then after he joins us, I've got the head, I guess the president of eFoods Direct coming on, our big food sponsor. But they're coming on, not as an infomercial today, but for 15 minutes. I twisted his arm saying, are you hearing about big food companies getting calls from Homeland Security wanting to buy a bunch of food? And he said, yeah, no, we've been contacted too. Let me check with the board and see if we can talk about it. So he can talk about it. He's going to come on and talk about what's happening. Because we've written articles about Homeland Security not just buying bullets by the billions, but buying storable food and stuff. And, of course, they bought enough ammo, 6 million rounds. Was it 9 million? I forget. How many millions did TSA buy that came out yesterday? I know that it was enough bullets for each TSA person to shoot 9,000 plus a day for 365 days out of the year. And that's just the latest purchase. So that was a very important article. Yeah, Press TV, of all people, picked up our article. It was TSA to purchase 3.5 million rounds of ammunition. It all runs together. And the Army's buying millions of AK-47s to dry up the supply and all this. I mean, it's just out of control. So we're going to have Steve Shank of eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. I might as well make it a plug, telling you it's coming up. Great storable food company there. They have free shipping this month. So check it out, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. I can't mention a sponsor without doing a plug for them. So that's what's coming up. The toll-free number to join us here on air on some of the issues I've just mentioned. What do you make of the announcement by the EEOC and others that the illegal aliens, they're going to make sure that none of them get deported in a secret deal with Obama? So it's already amnesty by fiat. And then my only issue is I can't go to Mexico and work. I can't go to Mexico and do whatever I want. I mean, I can go to Mexico and get shaken down and thrown in a jail cell. So why is America supposed to be wide open and give free welfare to everybody? Because we're here to get bankrupted. All that'll end once we're totally bankrupted. What's your take on that? What's your take on Senator Obama administration secretly suspended military aid to Egypt? That's what a senator's saying. That's out of the Daily Beast. Has decided to privately to act as military takeover of Egypt was a coup, temporarily suspending most forms of military aid, despite deciding not to announce publicly a coup determination. One way or another, according to a leading U.S. senator. And why are they now coming out and saying things like that? Because this is just the public annunciation or pronunciation or announcement of what the real policy is, to call it the democratization of the Middle East, to finance the Muslim Brotherhood and Al-Qaeda, to invade countries like Syria and Libya, but to politically invade areas and go to the streets and take over Egypt, and then go around killing their enemies, Muslim minorities, Christians, blowing up churches, killing police. And then CNN, Anderson Cooper says, oh, more protesters were killed today. And then you read the foreign news, it shows video of them throwing Molotov cocktails at the police stations, shooting police. They killed 20-something yesterday. In fact, I have the Let me just not mention it. Let me just show you the article. London Guardian, Egypt. Massacre of police raises fears of growing jihad activity in the Sinai. 25 military people killed, executed in the Sinai desert after days of bloodshed in which hundreds of Muslim Brotherhood supporters have died. And then also the Muslim Brotherhood folks got caught doing on what this weekend, Curtin, and we'll put the video up on Infowars.com. But nobody else I've seen in press has covered it. But I think that warrants an article, a fake massacre video. I mean, it's clearly fake. And they caught the jihadis doing that in Syria on CNN in a live feed that the Russians recorded and released, going, okay, now I do fake shooting, huh? I bring in dead bodies. Yeah. I mean, it's just unbelievable, folks. The way they put out, in fact, you guys can look that up. It was on InfoWars. I think Saturday, just type in, in Egypt, fake massacre video. And then it shows it, clearly fake massacre video. And our media goes and films that, probably is directing it. And then goes, look at the massacre. So if 10 get killed, our media says 100 got killed. And again, I'm not even taking sides here. I believe in not having all these foreign entanglements like George Washington said. Now, there it is. Video shows fake Muslim Brotherhood protesters staging deaths and injuries. I mean, we got to get somebody to do an article on that and then tie it into, in Iran, you know, the lady that gets shot, the blood comes out her mouth, turned out that was fake. I mean, you know, not everybody's a good actor like Barack Obama. When he lies to you, it actually comes off like he's telling the truth. I mean, it's hard to find liars that good, folks. He's better than Bill Clinton. You know, these guys, when they do this, the fake stuff, it's just ridiculous. It's very bad acting. And my point is that this isn't being done for American interest to begin with. It's bad enough to do corrupt, underhanded things, you know, in desperate situations to preserve the basic foundation of liberty. That's how all this evil started. They got good men to do bad stuff in the name of, well, the communists are so bad, let's stage a false flag in southern Vietnam so that we can, you know, get the people behind us and blame it on the communists. So, because they'll do a greater evil if we don't. You don't become the good guy out of that. You become the bad guy. Speaking of that, here's the video and audio that I mentioned. It's up on Infowars.com if you want to see the whole thing. Duck Dynasty star blast abortion culture. What in the world happened to us? And it's just straight talk, ladies and gentlemen. Even if you don't believe in God, okay, well, something's going to be your God, like one of my favorite poets has said many, many times, Bob Dylan. May not like Bob Dylan singing. I like it. A lot of people don't, a lot do, but you got to love his poetry. And he goes, you got to serve somebody. In fact, if you guys can find that on YouTube or something, maybe we should go out the last minute of this segment with you got to serve somebody a minute or two of that, because it says it all. And so if Jesus Christ isn't your God, man, go read what Jesus did, what he said, what he stood for. That's who I want to follow. Instead of, and of course, the real religious, you know, type Christians will say, how dare you even talk like that? Well, that's why you've run everybody off, is by beating them over the head with stuff. I'm not even telling people what to believe here. But, I mean, are we going to make the government? How about Henry Kissinger, our God? Henry Kissinger's endorsing Chris Christie right now. I mean, that tells you right there, that's the Republican you don't want. And Henry Kissinger's after Rand Paul's butt, trying to shoot him down. That tells you Rand Paul's good. I mean, you got to decide who you're going to serve, folks. And people in real positions of power that are good understand the great honor of being a servant. Because by lifting others up, you lift yourself up and teach them how to be servants. I mean, I like to serve people. I like to cook dinner for people. I don't get S&M stuff. I don't like pain. I like to get pleasure. So, see, I'm kind of blind to the New World Order and how they operate. Now I've learned how they are. They like dominating. They like pain. I like dominating bad people. You know, once you get me in that gear, but I don't take pleasure. I just like putting them in their place. But, see, it's up to us, the good guys, to stand up and say no to all of this and to say, hey, we've done it your New World Order way. Stop telling me to be tolerant of all your New World Order garbage. It's not being tolerant. It's an invasion. The borders being open is a invasion that the globalists are financing and codifying to destroy America, not to empower people that are coming in. It's a La Infosora, a La Reconquista, on record, Ford Foundation funded. The whole gay agenda, the way it's pushed from the top, isn't about tolerance. and then accepting and then adoption. That's what it's about. And then it's like, hey, I'm tired of hearing I'm square, so I'm bad. I don't want anybody sexualizing 5-, 6-, 7-year-old kids in school, heterosexual, homosexual, and how dare they be able, the whole pedophile NAMBLA movement that's in government, they're a member of the UN non-governmental organization, they admit they're using gay rights to go sexualize kids in school. Would they let them teach 5-year-olds about heterosexual sex for tolerance? No. Only, and then they turn it around and go, oh, and then have Salon come out and say, I'm bashing gay people when I'm not. I'm saying your agenda has been hijacked and taken over and now is nothing but like a bunch of holy rollers on the street corner screaming everybody's going to hell, beating everybody over the head with the Bible where everybody runs the other direction. And it's the same thing with this whole militant gay agenda. I'm sick of every TV show, every fiction book I buy, every kids show I try to turn on in a hotel room when I'm on vacation with my kids is shoving stuff at kids. It's pedophilia. See, I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's sick. And that's how they get this agenda through, ladies and gentlemen. Because they know they want to attack the family, because when the family falls, now the state will be the center of gravity for the individuals that have been atomized. Let's go out to break, and then we'll come back and take calls. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And we will go out to break and come back with the Bob Dylan with a clip that's up on Infowars.com in a video featuring Duck Dynasty's Phil Robertson. The TV star, in what appears to be a religious sermon, declares his pro-life stance on the issue of abortion. And see, the churches would be full if we had preachers like this who were just lay, organic lovers of liberty. And see, that's why the Bible show and the redneck shows and stuff are all so popular. Because people are sick of the fake stuff. And even if it's goofy looking and the guy looks like Gandalf, people like it because they know it's not the synthetic fake garbage. Now let's go out to a powerful little sermon, then we'll come back. Stay with us.
It's impossible to rise and govern the world without God and the Bible. George Washington. I'm in the same camp as George Washington.
He's definitely a listener. That's my words.
234 years since President Washington said that. At the time he said that, they said, I'll tell you what, that man is standing on God Almighty and the Bible. We need to name the capital of our country after him. We need to erect a huge monument in his honor. That big Washington Monument in D.C., you know what that capstone, what it says on it? Praise God. I'm a George Washington. Who you with? Was he a religious nut? Because that's what they say I would be. 235 years later, I have a Bible in my hand. What about Andrew Jackson? That reporter asked Andrew Jackson. He was number 7. President Jackson, how come you always carry a Bible with you? He said, that book, sir, is the rock the Republic rests on. That's why I carry it. I'm with Andrew Jackson. I'm still there, Pennsylvania. Was he a religious nut? Right over here in Philadelphia. President number 3 said, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men were created equal. We're created equal. He's a Genesis man. They've been endowed by their creator. There's another godly man for you. With certain unalienable rights. These are God-given rights, Pennsylvania, that nobody can take from you, according to the right of your Declaration of Independence. Right over there, Philadelphia. Hadn't been that long ago. This is where it starts. And thank God for those coming in, too, by the way. We've been endowed by our Creator, according to Thomas Jefferson, with certain unalienable rights. Among these are life. I tell you, it didn't take us 150 years start ripping babies out of wombs. They should have listened to Thomas Jefferson. You have a God-given right to live inside your mother. Come on! To debate whether it's right or wrong to rip you out of your mother's womb when you're about that long? Listen, from the time you started inside your mother's womb, Thomas Jefferson had it right. You have a God-given right to live, for crying out loud. You're this long. You're a week old inside your mother. They suck you out of there when you're about like that. You wouldn't be here tonight. And when you got about the size of my thumb, they suck you out. You wouldn't be here. Then you grew a little bigger, like my fist. And finally, 8, 9 months later, you come out. And we debate whether it's
All right, folks.
A woman has the right.
He goes on to say, what have we become? What have we turned into? And again, George Washington had providence. That's what Christians call it. A Zen Buddhist would call it the force. You got to decide which side you're on, folks. I'm with George Washington. I'm with George Washington. Who are you with? I'm not with Obama. I'm not with Henry Kissinger. I'm not with the Queen of England. How disgusting we worship the royals.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new Justin Case Pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Ooh, Lord, am I trouble so hard? Ooh, Lord, am I trouble so hard? Don't nobody know my trouble for God. Don't nobody know my trouble for God. Ooh, Lord, am I trouble so hard? Ooh, Lord, am I trouble so hard?
We're back live, ladies and gentlemen, about to go to your phone calls. got financial news coming up. $2 trillion plus dollars. Fed's ownership of U.S. debt breaks the $2 trillion level for the first time. China has over $1.5 trillion of the debt, but the private offshore, mainly European banks that pose as the Federal Reserve, don't you love the fraud of these people? I mean, if Hitler would have called himself the Federal Reserve, he'd be in charge right now. Just came over, built white buildings, called it federal, paid off some politicians, that would have been the end of it. But you roll in with tanks, people resist you. But you roll in with guys in suits, economic hitmen, it's over. So that's some of the news I've got on that front. But the Atlantic magazine plays down America's debt burden because it's all financed and run by those big banks on record. People that own it and run it are all hooked into that. And so, of course, they want you all in debt to them. It's all just fiat made-up numbers. And then they get the whole world. They get all the real assets because the public doesn't understand how this stuff works. The people perish for lack of knowledge. Briefly, folks, if you haven't gotten a ProPure with the Pro 1 water filters that cuts out the fluoride and all the other garbage that blows away the competition and side-by-side comparisons, you've got to go to InfoWarsStore.com and check it out in side-by-side comparisons. The stainless steel gravity-fed filters with colloidal silver impregnated in them, their own proprietary systems. I researched this for years. This is the best company. Notice we didn't have a water filter company for a couple of years. I couldn't find anybody that was really good. This is who I use, what my family uses. This is the best. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsShop.com, the lowest price anywhere with promo code WATER. 10% off already the lowest price. Cuts out the glyphosates, all of it. Promo code WATER at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Okay, let's go to Hornet in FEMA Region 5. What is FEMA Region 5? Is that the Midwest? Where? What former state are you calling us from?
Michigan.
All right, so you're up there in Michigan, formerly in Michigan, now under globalist deindustrialization under Agenda 21. What's on your mind today, evil person?
Are you familiar with FEMA's preparation for the worst-case scenario in FEMA Region 3? They've purchased and they've ordered $11 million in antibiotics to be delivered by October 1st. They've also purchased $14.2 million in MREs and heaters to be delivered to the region by October 1st.
Yeah, well, exactly, but that's only one small grouping. The biggest digging in, buying guns, buying ammo, buying food, stockpiling stuff is going on right now, like World War III was going to start or something, yes. I am familiar with drills everywhere, massive purchasing everywhere, government arming to the teeth, training that gun owners are the enemy. I mean, the training's where you know who it's for. It's the government is preparing for open war with the American people because they're run by foreign banks. They are like body snatchers or something. They might as well be. They're the foreign enemy. Some of the individuals that work for it are actually on our side. But, I mean, tell me where you learned about the specifics of this operation.
Oh, I'm online every day. I'm as bad as you are.
Does sound like you're bad. You're informed. You know things. They
probably have an idea that there are some of us already for them.
Well, I think that's terrorist. I think you should pay all the taxes to the foreign banks, give all your kids the shots, drink fluoride water, eat GMO, and die for the globalists. Because they are divine with the rule of kings. And they rule Earth, and this is their planet, through fraud. So all the hunchback British royalty and the hunchback Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and all of them, I think you're wrong, Hornet. I think everybody, not just in FEMA Region 5, should roll over and die and submit to the New World Order.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate,
We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.